seriously think there's something wrong with my headphones.
I think it's just you.
Is it just me?
There's just something wrong with you.
Well, there's always something wrong with me. Hold on. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Alrighty. Even after all this time, you haven't worked the kinks out.
People have been playing with my knobs.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Nobody's been in here in like a month.
No, it was me because I was setting stuff up for the school and I borrowed
some
things.
You shouldn't play with your own knobs. It's not nice. Who was that, by the way, singing?
Who?
Was that Jennifer Knapp?
No, it was Annie DeFranco.
It was?
Yes. What's
she singing Amazing Grace for?
I don't know.
She doesn't sing Amazing Grace.
Yes, she does. She sings a lot of songs like that.
She does?
Yeah, she's a song called Providence, and it's really good. And she's got another song. What was that other song?
She's been tainted.
She talks about... She's just kind of out there.
Yeah, you
but
think?
I think, judging from... Because I'm a connoisseur of all of her songs, I think she's religious. I mean, I think she believes in God.
Okay.
I don't know that she has a personal relationship with Christ, but I do think she believes in God.
Good to know.
And, yeah. A couple of her songs talk about being at church and going to church and stuff.
Huh.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything, but...
Was that on the same album as...
And she may just have an appreciation for gospel music. That's why she's doing that song. I don't know. But
whatever. It was cool.
It's a beautiful song.
It was cool.
And just a beautiful version of it.
I like that.
So there you go. Then that's got nothing to do with nothing.
No, it doesn't.
So we have Coffee
McCofferson
over here.
I'm actually much better.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
This voice that I have right now is 1,000 times better than the voice I had yesterday and 10,000 times better than the voice I had the day before, which was none.
Yeah, the day of 3 days ago?
I had none.
That's all you got to hear. This is it. She wakes up. She talks. She said, "I can't talk this morning." I'm like, "Baby, why can't you talk?" She says, "Why are you talking that way? I don't know, to make you feel better. I don't know." It seemed rude to break the silence when somebody else is whispering.
Yes. Yeah, so it's gotten better.
Oh man, woo! It's, you know, living this way is so much fun. It's like living on a roller coaster. But you got to know when to wait. You know, I mean, you got to know what to let go and what, I keep going, you know, what about, well, I got to get this little bench over here, this little bench, there's a little place under here that there's a little hole in the floor and I have to have a bench to cover it. And I actually went online. I was like, I'm just going to order this bench. And I'm like, no, that doesn't feel right. No, now, Stu, it's just a bench. The Lord doesn't care if I order a bench, but he did. And so I didn't.
Yep.
So I was like, fine. So I canceled the order.
It's a bad use of your money.
I mean, I ordered it and felt like guilty about it. I'm like,
well, there you go.
I mean, you know. So the more I think, I hope, the more I live this way.
Yes.
I mean, I think the Lord's taking us in a place where he's making me really sensitive to his word, to his voice.
Right. And for in everything. In all little choices and big ones.
Which is
holes in the floor.
Which is good, but it's not the walk I'm used to. So
it's a much better walk.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's kind of like driving your car at 80 miles an hour and from the passenger seat.
Yep.
Yeah. And just going, no, I'm not going to grab the wheel. Nope. Not going to grab the wheel. Pick a wheel up.
The yoke is easy, right?
Right.
Right.
The burden is light.
That's
as long as you keep your hands off the wheel.
That's right. Let him do it and it'll be easy.
Oh, man, you know.
That's right.
And then he'll say, okay, go. And go. I mean, you know, just okay, go.
Yeah.
Man, it's just been great.
It's been fun, though.
But starting your own business is, there's just a lot to do. And Faith's over going, we're spending a lot of money. Do we still have any money? We spend a lot of money. You know, and it's like every time you turn around, you need something that costs $100.
Yes, never ends.
Oh, it's just, and we haven't even paid rent or payroll yet. We're doing okay. We're doing okay. We're on that tinge of debt, so we're not too bad.
We're not in debt yet.
No,
so
well, we will be when we start. We will be before we come up the other side, but that's okay. Luckily, we know we got people sending us checks,
yes.
So that's good. Yeah, that'll refurbish the coffers fairly quickly. So, yeah, as long as everybody pays me for about 3 months, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
The school can close after that.
Yeah.
We won't be in debt anymore. Except to your dad. So we'll pay that off. So anyway, so yes, it's been a whirlwind, and we've had seriously, I hope nobody thinks I'm complaining, because
no,
my only complaint really is not getting to talk to you guys about all the fun stuff that we're doing, mm-hmm. you know, and all the great things and just all the great stories and stuff. But we're not complaining about having to do all this or how busy we've been, because it's just been fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
We've enjoyed each other's company. I mean, there was some tension at the beginning when it was like, I want it this way. No, you want it this way. You know, and I don't know. And it was like the first day, I guess. And then we just prayed about it, and we've been on the same page mm-hmm. ever since. And it's just been great. I mean, well, there's been some minor things, but, you know, no big deal. And it's just whatever the Lord wants. If he wants, I mean, I guess like the other day, the parents are concerned because we don't have a bunch of computers for the kids. And I'm like, I encourage all the parents to send computers with their children to school. That was my philosophy. And Faith's like, I think we should try to get some computers for the kids. And I'm like, hey, whatever. And then I got all upset. No, that's old school thinking. And, you know, I just upset for a few minutes. And then I got to thinking about it. I was like, I don't care. If the Lord wants to send them computers, why am I worried about it? He'll provide the money. I don't care. I mean, that's fine. I still kind of think in one way, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. And I was looking today, and you can buy computers. You can buy laptops for $300, and we can put Ubuntu on them, and that's all they need, mm-hmm. you know. So
you don't need those big desktops.
But I mean, you know, silly. That's $300 times 10.
Right.
So it gets fun.
It gets expensive really fast.
Yeah, when you multiply everything by 10.
Yeah, but when I was in grade school, and we got our first, like I was in fifth grade, yes. and we got our very first Apple. It was a Macintosh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Apple? Oh. Dang it.
Oh, boy. Oh, what'd you do? Okay. There you go.
It was my, what was it then? Was it Apple or
Macintosh?
It was a Macintosh. Yeah. We had our very first Macintosh, green screen, little thing, mm-hmm. little teeny screen. Mm-hmm. And our entire club, we had one.
Oh, what? Everybody was huddled around
the
one.
We had one computer in our library.
But kids do not feel that way.
We thought that was fantastic.
Kids don't feel that way anymore.
We're like, wow!
Kids don't feel that way anymore.
No, because they're used to having a whole line of them.
Yeah, and all these
at their
kids,
disposal.
All these kids have, you know, they can have a laptop. Their parents can buy them laptops.
Yeah, but they're still too young for that. And all of our parents think that that's completely ridiculous to buy these children laptops.
Well, here's my point. Then they don't need computers. What I'm saying is every parent can afford to buy their kids.
Why are we having this discussion here?
We're not. We can have it later. I'm just saying let the parents buy their laptops for the kids and they leave them at school. That's fine. They don't have to carry them back and forth. We'll find a middle ground.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I came here to tell you.
No.
No. I came here to tell you that I was up at the school last weekend. We'd been there all day. It had been a very long day. I was very tired, but I wasn't upset. I mean,
no.
It wasn't a frustrating day or mm-hmm. any way.
Very productive.
Very productive. And but it was late. It was like 9 o'clock. And actually, I think about when we went to eat supper about 7,
mm-hmm.
I went out to start my truck and it was dead. The battery was dead on my truck. And that's because it was 110. It's been 110 for 30 days. And my battery is 7 years old. So it didn't survive the heat. We've got a lot of battery issues around here. Well, so that's fine. No big deal. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, what, $50 for a battery? I mean,
right.
No big deal. It's just a hassle at the end of the day.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know.
So
I'm
we all go
it.
Eat.
Yeah, I said, you know, I'll just come back after we eat. I'll boost it off and take it home and right. worry about it tomorrow.
I had my car. So we yeah. all we all rode together.
Oh, yeah. And there were other people there, too.
So we all went and ate, and then
so
we came back.
Came back. Great. I get the battery cables out. I hook my truck up. I go over to hook the car up. And the car battery, like I said, we've been having like battery issues. I mean, that's like a thing around here because of all the heat, I guess. Anyway, I go to put the battery on Faith's car. I put the battery cables on Faith's car, and they're all corroded,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I kind of try to knock them off, you know, a little bit, and I kind of knock enough off to see it. I can't see a plus or a minus sign anywhere on the battery mm-hmm. because of the way the batteries are these days. And so anyway, I knock the stuff off, and I'm like, and it's still daylight.
Sort of.
It's getting dark. And I say, Helen, is that red? Because it looked red to me. And she says, yeah, that's red. And I'm like, okay. I put the battery. So
you're talking about a colorblind person here.
But I can tell red from black. And it was red. It was not
black. It was
black.
Not red.
Well, I don't know. I put it on there.
It wasn't red.
Okay. Helen said it was red.
Somebody should have asked me. I'd have told you it wasn't red.
I was so tired. I put the red on what I thought was red and put the black on what I thought was the other one. And I walked around the car to get into the truck to, you know, get ready to crank it. And by the time I got around to the truck, I looked back and the battery cables were smoking. Well, I couldn't get to them from this side, so I had to go all the way back around the car. So I ran around the car, and by the time I got over there, you know, they were really smoking. So I was like, oh, I don't want a battery to explode, you know, because I got a kid right there. And so I grabbed the battery. So I grabbed the black, red one off the car, and I yanked it off, and I grabbed the black one and yanked it off. And when I did, the little plastic, it didn't come off the battery.
The little plastic doohickey,
the insulator that goes on, that's over the metal.
It's there for a good reason.
It slipped off, yes, and it's there for a very good reason. And it was so hot that it was starting to melt, and it slipped off. And all I was thinking is get it off the battery before the battery explodes. And so I just reached down and grabbed it again.
With his bare hand.
Yeah.
On the metal.
On the metal part there.
Yeah.
And it's fried my hand. It fried my thumb.
It was huge and disgusting.
It was very disgusting.
But thank the Lord, we had a bucket of water and ice in the car that we had all day.
Yes.
A pitcher. And so he stuck his hand in the pitcher and proceeded to take the battery.
It hurt.
Proceeded to take the battery off with one hand, with his other hand in the bucket.
Well, now, those, you got to finish the story. See, now, I'm like, and I'm mad. Okay, I'm mad that the battery thingies. I'm mad at God because I've been good all day. I am mad at myself for grabbing the stupid thing, for putting the battery cables on wrong. You know, I'm just generally angry. And I got my hand down this bucket and there's steam coming out. And I look up in the sky. Now, the window on my truck is like halfway down. Mm-hmm. And I twitched the battery cables.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get my truck to crank for nothing.
No, it would not start.
The battery would not hold a charge long enough to crank the car, and I couldn't. It was hot, and I was tired, and I didn't want to mess with just trying to do a straight jump where you jump. We actually used the battery. I just didn't want to do that, and my hand was hurting. And I look up and my window on my truck is down a little bit because I'd done that because I was getting power to the truck, just not enough to turn the motor over. So I'd rolled down the window of my truck, and so I'm like. You know, and so I said, well, I'll roll the windows back up and I'll just leave it here. Well, one, I couldn't get enough juice to roll the window back up. Evidently, it takes more juice to roll the window up than down.
Apparently.
So one of my windows was stuck, and I look up in the sky, and here comes a big old thunderhead.
I mean, it was lightning.
Lightning, thunder, big old, I'm like.
And so he says, we'll just leave it. I said, you can't leave it. It's going to rain in the car.
Do you hate me? I mean, what's going on? I've been good all day. So I'm still irritated at myself for burning myself. And poor Helen, she was like, I just wanted to hurt my thumb too, Daddy.
How does that
help? Broke my heart. I'm like, that doesn't help me. It makes me feel worse. So, yes, we had to go home and get my tools. And then
we had to bandage up his hand.
Bandage up my hand. And then I had to go back to my truck, get the old battery off one-handed.
Because
they helped. We helped a lot.
We could use
a flashlight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got the battery off, which turned out to be, I was like, how did they get this out of here? It was in there weird.
It was
anyway,
ridiculous.
Get the battery out, you know, take it to Walmart, get a new battery, get back to my truck, Thunderhead's, you know, still going.
We're rushing this whole time, rushing.
Put the new battery in, get it all done up, you know, all
car
this
starts,
with one hand.
Oh, good.
And, well, I got, you know, I got Helen and Faith there. They didn't touch the battery, man. It was pretty much one-handed. Finally, truck, you know, fired up. Bloop. Good. I'm good. So I go home. But the big old giant.
Oh, by the way, it never rained.
Oh, yeah, and it never rained.
No.
Not all that.
No,
not a drop.
Never rained. Just pretended. That was the Lord's way of saying,
look,
don't leave your car here overnight.
Look at my thumbnail. It's been a week.
Wow.
It's all healed.
It's way better.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You can see where it was.
But it was disgusting.
It was disgusting. It hurt to type.
Way disgusting.
It hurt to move. I couldn't put anything in my right pocket.
It was really gross. He went to church the next day and said,
Dr. Miller, I go to church the next day. Dr. Miller says, I got to pop it and let all the stuff out. But that's not the thing is. The thing is, when we go to the sanctuary, we actually went to service. Uh-huh. Right? And what's the first thing he says? Everybody turn to your people on your right and your left and
shake
their
hands.
And I'm like, and I turn around and go, I can't shake. And then this guy just grabs it, you know. Hey, you doing there? You know, and like, oh, I'm like,
I just don't want to work. I'm gone. I'm gone. Oh, really? Nostalgia.
Oh, my. But Sunday school was good.
Yes.
We had lunch.
Then I had to come home and pop my blister, and it grossed them all out. It was just water in there. It was just clear liquid.
It was huge and gross.
It was gross. I thought Helen was going to throw up.
Yeah. And then it was great. Monday, we went shopping. We got, like, tons of our stuff for the school. And
oh, that was man. Wonderful. That was a fun day. That was like a date for us.
That was fun. We had a fun day. And then we stayed overnight at his mom and dad's. Helen was at camp. And then Tuesday, I get up and I take Brad to work and I get home. My throat kind of hurts.
My throat's hurting. No, it's not. Your throat's not hurting.
It was. My throat's kind of because you just slept under the air conditioner blowing you all night. And I'm like, you know what? That's probably true because that air conditioner is cold at his dad's house, first of all.
Yes.
And it was open and blowing straight on me.
Which was
on the bed.
Which I love because I was under all the covers.
Well, I love that too.
In the middle of summer.
I love that too, but it was blowing right on my head. Yeah. But then I go out there and your dad says his throat hurts too. And I thought, oh, well, maybe it was just from cold.
Yes.
But then as the day went on, we both were like,
yep, they both got sick.
They both were not feeling. He ended up going to work out and I'm like, man, I don't feel good.
Well, he didn't end up with strep though.
No, he just had a cold.
I think you both got sick. But yours turned into strep. You had both of the same bugs.
Yeah.
It's just too much coincidence that you both got sick at the same time with the same symptoms. But yours turned into strep, and he got better.
Yeah. So I laid down on the couch all day. I didn't do anything. I mean, I had grand plans for that day, and I didn't do anything. I laid there all day. Went and got Brad. By the time I got home that night, it was over.
Yeah.
I had fever, 102 fever, miserable.
I had to take her to the emergency.
3 days of fever. Who has a fever for 3 days?
You. Took her to the clinic. They gave her antibiotics.
Didn't help.
Did too. You got better.
But I still had fever the whole next day.
Yeah, but it would break if you took aspirin. You just had to keep aspirin going.
Yeah, but I mean, if I didn't take Tylenol every 4 hours. But anyway, so finally, a couple days ago, I finally felt better. A little better. I mean, not great.
And then she did all this stuff and then felt worse. And then she didn't have a voice the next day.
And then today,
was Saturday. Saturday you worked all day because you felt better. And Sunday you didn't have a voice.
Well, and I felt bad too. I felt bad. Today I fell asleep on the couch because I was so exhausted. Well, I mean, I just weak. I don't know. Took it out of me.
Well, no, you don't need to overdo it because you don't need to get back sick again. But
it was tough. But I'm glad it happened last week instead of school starts Monday.
School starts Monday.
The kids are very excited.
Fourth and fifth grade, Bright Stars Christian School. Bright Star Christian School.
It's very exciting.
And the Bright Stars are coming. They're coming Friday night for a welcome party. And I hope somebody shows up to this because every time I ask somebody they're coming, well, we might drop by.
Yeah, they're coming.
But it's like, so who's going to be there?
No, they're coming.
All right. We'll see.
It's only an hour. I mean, it's to bring your stuff and go. It's not a formal thing.
I invited a lot of people.
No, you didn't.
I did too. You don't know all the people I invited. I invited a lot of people.
Why?
Because I wanted. It's our welcome to the community thing.
No, it's not. It's for the parents. It's a welcome to school for the kids.
It's our coming of age.
Well, apparently this thing was different to you than to everybody else because the parents don't know that that's what it is.
Yeah, there's nobody coming. So. I sent an email to all the parents saying that they were welcome to bring the grandparents of the kids.
Well, they're not going to come.
Nobody's coming. The grandparents are coming. So I invited my banker and my real estate agent, and because they've been very supportive and helpful.
Yes.
And our neighbor.
Yeah.
And none of them are coming.
They're all.
We might drop by. Oh, fine. I'm going to be sitting up there. I threw a party like that one time when I was 23. I remember it.
Yeah.
It was a sad party. Yeah. I had a keg and everything.
And you just sat there by yourself?
I had a keg and nobody showed up.
Oh, that's just sad.
One couple showed up at like 11:30.
Oh, how sad and pitiful.
I was so drunk by that time it didn't matter. It was
That's just sad and pitiful.
It was sad and pitiful.
I feel sorry for you.
Nobody came to my party. And I had a keg.
Okay. With the keg.
It's a different life, different world. So somebody posted a thing that in London that there's this church is throwing a big party.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's designed to bring in the community. And it's they're having like Christian bands play, but they're rock Christian bands.
Okay.
And they're having comedians, stand-up comedians are going to be there. They're Christian comedians, but they're stand-up comedians.
Yes.
And the thing is, though, the controversy is they're serving beer.
Really?
Yes. And so the question is that wrong? Well, yeah, you can debate right or wrong if it's right or wrong to drink beer. I mean, but
in that kind of a setting, is it right or wrong? As a witness,
should the church be serving beer? Is the question? Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, wow. Churches serve wine in communion.
Well, but in a teeny tiny little cup.
Well, yes.
Nobody's getting drunk on a teeny tiny little cup, and nobody serves wine anymore. It's grape juice.
No, it's not. Real churches serve real churches.
Oh, real churches.
Yes, real churches actually serve wine.
I have never been in a church other than Catholic that has served real
Lutherans?
Wine.
Lutherans use not real in, wine.
Nope.
Yes, they do. They have communion wine. It's not called communion the, wine.
Not well. It's this big.
I know. You just get a drop.
What's that matter?
And the Catholics.
If they're
going to
have a keg
wine.
at this revival,
anybody,
really?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't. You know, real communion is bread and wine.
Whatever.
If you're using crackers and grape
the
juice,
the point is not what you're drinking, Brad.
Then you're really taking the symbolism.
No,
to
you're
it.
Not.
Yeah, it's kind of out there.
How is that?
Well, because
it's
in
only
the Bible,
representing the blood.
The
not,
blood. Yeah, the blood.
It's just
and
representing the
body.
Blood. Who the heck?
And the body.
It could be water. It doesn't matter what it is.
There was no water at the communion. At the first communion.
It's the representation. It doesn't matter what the drink is.
Jesus did not say do something like this in remembrance of me. He said do this in remembrance of me. Take your bread and break it and pass it around. Don't take saltine crackers
so do you think
that
they
you
should
can't
have
taste.
Beer? So do you think they should have beer?
Oh, okay. Back to that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So are you setting a bad example to the culture?
Uh-huh.
Because you're not presenting any difference between them and you.
Okay.
This is just another way that you can live the same life you have now.
Right.
Or is this meeting them where they are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with big air quotes around that and a weird,
in a snarky face.
Snarky face. Is this meeting them when they are? And out in the and actually getting to present the gospel to people who might not have heard it otherwise.
My first instinct is to say no beer.
But now you're talking about England, and you're talking about
a
culture.
Well, and I know you're talking about Europe, which is different.
You're talking about a culture where
beer is like Coke.
People will not go to this thing, even if they wanted to go, and they found out there's not going to be any alcohol served there, they're not going to go.
Right. No, it's different in the culture. Okay.
Yes.
So I get that. Beer is like an everyday drink there. It's not like it is in here.
Right.
In the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very different. So given the culture, maybe it's not that big
of
a deal.
You're saying no?
But in the United States, no. No. I think that's a terrible idea.
Okay.
You want my first response? I'm like, no.
No.
What, are you kidding me?
No.
But if I thought about it a while, it would still be no.
I liked Luke's response.
I think it's a bad idea.
Luke's response was really good. I'm not going to go into what all it said. It was really good, though. If you want to read it, it's on the forums at mylifeministries.org. And it was really good about – it was funny and snarky, but it was good because he really went to the Holy Spirit. Yes, I think this is a great idea. I think we should provide as many alternatives to the Holy Spirit as we can, seeing that –
Well, that was my first thought. I'm like – what do we need beer for when we're supposed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Well, okay, now, and this brings up another point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The church, right, as far as a service is concerned, I'm not talking about the body of Christ.
Right.
I'm talking about the church service was established. The church service was established to edify Christians.
Right.
It was not an evangelistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the evangelism movement, like what Billy Graham did and what others have done, I think is a really good thing. Okay, and Billy Graham was just one of the most famous people, but there were a lot of people involved in that. And I think the evangelical movement and getting, you know, slapping Christians upside the head and saying, get out there and go tell. Remember, remember the go tell part? Go tell. I think that's a great idea, but I think that it's got perverted into sort of church as an evangelistic tool.
Right.
Now, you know, I think that Fellowship Church in Dallas has done a good job. And this is where I get confused because I like what Fellowship in Dallas has done. They've said our church service is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a big giant party, and we're going to get other non-Christians to come to it, mm-hmm. and we're going to present the gospel to them. Mm-hmm. But our church service is going to be in the home, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the home teams, and you need to be involved in those things if you really want to have a church, you know.
Right.
And they didn't. They don't say it that way. I'm translating. I'm saying their real soul, their real heart of worship, or their real Bible study, their real what I would consider church is taking place in the homes.
Right.
They're very good at promoting that and supporting mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So I understand what they're doing, but I think that this idea that a church needs to meet you where you are, or a church needs to reach out to the community in its worship service, I think in general is wrong. Okay. I think the church service is to edify. Now, whether you do that in the home or whether you do that, however you do that, I think the church service is for corporate worship and to edify the body. And I think that's biblical. I think it's what the Bible yes. establishes as a church service. Mm-hmm. That doesn't, but you know, this is where I get crossed to myself, because I don't think there's anything wrong with having a big party and having rock stars and presenting the gospel and serving beer and getting people to come to that.
That's not church.
No, it's not church.
Let's just be clear.
No, it's not church.
Let's be clear. That's not church.
But it is reaching out to the community. It is going and telling.
Well, you know, it's different than it was. I don't know. I don't know. I have opinions that I'm not going to share.
If I was going to do it, I would say BYOB. I got no problem if they're like, BYOB, buddy. Bring as much beer as you want.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I think it's a bad idea for the church to actually serve the beer.
It's a terrible idea. It's terrible.
But I know why they did it. So they could regulate it. Well, everybody gets two tickets and you only get two beers. And
sure they could, but why have it in the first? You don't need it.
Because people wouldn't come if you didn't.
You know what? That's just sad.
Well, it's true.
It's just
in that sad. Culture, that's it's just true.
It's
so
sad. I'm not coming to drink beer.
I'll go to the pub and catch it on the telly. Yeah, the telly. All right, so that's enough of that.
Hmm.
You know, I hate when I get on these subjects. I really do. It's not my forte. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I don't like it. I don't know why I do it.
Because
it gets
tired.
Me upset. And
my throat's tired.
I'm sorry, baby. We're going to end the show now. Started off all positive, talking about all the wonderful things the Lord's done in our life, and I ended on a big negative. I hate that. Well, we do have all of your try to brighten things up before we leave. We do have all of your calls that you've called in with. We
faithfully really, calling, even though really, we haven't been here.
Really appreciate that. We will get to those very soon. Also, we have the pool party, which we're not. We have big news about the pool party, but we can't tell you yet. So we have big news with the pool party, and. So we can't pull the trigger on that one yet. So we'll have that coming up, and we're still going to do the pool party. Don't summer's not over yet till the end of August. So we
Labor Day,
we got time. I am going to try to then supplement our shows with what I am stealing from Dave Avila. He does a walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a drive and jive.
A drive and jive.
Yes, I'm going to take my handy H2 Zoom with me and do some recording from the road.
Alrighty
and we'll see
then.
How the quality of those turn out. Just to keep everybody kind of they're going to be sort of they're going to be sort of updates, you know, and mm-hmm. just keep people informed when we're because I don't know exactly how busy
this is. Gonna
school's going to start on Monday, so. I'm really hoping we're not going to be up there till 9 o'clock every night like we have been for the last 3 weeks.
Well, but I don't think we will.
I don't think we will either. So hopefully this will be a norm. But if not, I will promise to give you more frequent updates than I have been from the truck, from Snoopy. All right. Well, that's all I got. So unless Faith has much to add there.
I have nothing.
I have nothing. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And Vios
con Dios.
Until next time.